By some estimates, at least one-third of the hospitals in the United States operate in the red, partially because many patients either cannot or will not pay their bills. To collect outstanding bills, some hospitals are turning to methods used by traditionally more hard-nosed businesses. In Illinois, one hospital has had patients arrested for not paying their outstanding bills. Other hospitals, including a nonprofit in Massachusetts, are placing liens on patients' homes. As Nancy Cohen reports, the practice stands out in Massachusetts, a state with one of the best free care programs for the poor in the country.
Anyone who walks into an emergency room needing immediate medical care in the U.S. gets it. Federal law requires it. But who pays for that care varies. Some states provide only Medicaid and leave charity care up to the hospitals. Some provide free care to patients who live at or below the federal poverty level. But in Massachusetts, patients with incomes up to twice that amount, about $31,000 for a family of three, for example, are eligible for free hospital care. And those who make a bit more can get part of their bill paid. John McDonough of the Massachusetts-based Healthcare for All says this program is a model for other states, but it isn't perfect.
We have probably the most significant set of protections for lower-income patients in the country. Even so, with that, we do have folks who fall between the cracks.
McDonough could be describing 51-year-old Beverly Ann Pease, who went to Bay State Medical Center's emergency room in Springfield, Massachusetts, 2.5 years ago with a blocked artery.
Real bad chest pains. And I was shortness of breath. I couldn't breathe. I was just hurting. And I didn't want to go to the doctor because I knew I didn't have enough insurance to cover it. And I didn't want to have any medical bills, but my son forced me. So I went.
Pease stayed at Bay State 3 days. And though she hasn't paid it, she's committed the bill to memory, down to the penny.
$2,809.96.
At the time of her hospital stay, Pease wasn't working. She and Bay State disagree about the amount of her and her husband's income and whether she qualifies for free or partial free care. Her husband has a seasonal job. Pease gets insurance through him, but the deductible is high, $1,000. After that, the plan covers 60% to 80%. Rick Wade of the American Hospital Association says the unpaid bills of the underinsured are putting pressure on hospitals.
People's personal health insurance has changed to the point where they have huge co-pays and deductibles. They come to the hospital and they can't pay them. And what we're hearing from hospitals is that they're bad debt numbered. In other words, people that can't pay that co-pay or deductible, that's going up.
Bay State Health System's bad debt numbers have been steady but substantial. It had $9 million of bad debt last year. After her hospital stay, Bay State offered Pease a $50 a month interest-free payment plan. She said she couldn't pay it. A few years later, the hospital's collection agency brought her case to court. The court added 12% interest and placed a lien on her modest three-family home.
We actually view this as the least intrusive way for us to protect our right to be paid.
Bay State Health System's treasurer, Keith McLean Shineman.
We've considered garnishing people's wages. We decided we're not doing that. We've considered reporting these unpaid bills to credit agencies. We've decided we're not going to do that. We've considered whether we should be arresting these people. No, we don't do that. But some way, at the end of the day, we have a fiduciary responsibility to the community to be able to collect amounts that are owed to us.
McLean Shineman says a lien allows Bay State to get paid if the real estate is sold, and the hospital has never forced a sale. The hospital has placed liens on the homes of 45 other patients in the last 15 months. Rick Wade of the American Hospital Association says a lien is appropriate only when a patient can pay but hasn't.
It's the hospital trying to be responsible to everyone that it serves. The struggle is how do you take care of everybody you can to the best of your ability and still operate your institution efficiently so it can survive. And that's the pull and tug pressure that an awful lot of hospitals in America live with every day.
Beverly Ann Pease is working two jobs now. As she dries a pile of dishes, she says she's worked weeks without a day off.
I try to keep my spirits up, but it's hard at times. Just been sinking lower and lower. I owe over $11,000 on one credit card because we were having to borrow money off of it just to pay our mortgage and help us get through the winter.
Pease has a slew of medical conditions, but she won't go to a doctor now because she doesn't want more bills. Medical debt is one of the primary reasons Americans file for personal bankruptcy. Recently, Baystate adjusted its billing policies. It no longer allows a collection agency to collect interest. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.